Kriyas HaTorah, the minigiz that everybody, this afternoon, the minigiz that everybody says along with the Balkari Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Nechanon. So the Gaonim record this as part of the minig that we say the four psukim of Geula in the Megillah Esther. We say, Gudim HaSara, the sin for the Sosna Yikor, Mat HaYehudi Yavratza, the Rav Echo. This pasuk, we say the last pasuk in Megillah Secha, Hashveinu Hashem Eilecha v'Nashuva. It's one big minute. We say it along with the Balkari, all the psukim of Geula, Yeshua, Nechama, Kapara, and Slicha. They had a minute that spread all year long, different haftaras, more than we do. Different kriyas haftaras and different haftaras to say along. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes that the minute is, in his times, in Hungary, where he lived, when the Balkari lane, Ayav Hashem Alpanav Ayikra, everybody said along softly with Balkari, Ayav Hashem Alpanav Ayikra, and then they said, Avlad Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Lechan. So this is a discussion in the Paskim. Why did they develop such a minig that they said along softly from the beginning of the Pask? Some say because of the issue of Kol Psuka Gulei Paskim, Vashanam Loi Paskinon, and others say that we don't really hold that poses a problem because we're reciting Yud Gimel Midas Derech Tfila, Derech Tchina. We're not reciting a Derech Kriyas Psukim. So it shouldn't really pose a problem of Kol Psuka Gulei Paskim Moshe. So that's why others suggest the reason why there was such a minig that everybody starts softly from the beginning of the Pasuk is because Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah quotes a machlokes, where did the Yud Gimel Midas begin? From the first Shem Hashem, Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Lechanon, or is it Vayav Hashem Alpanav, Vayikra Hashem, colon, then Hashem Kel Rach Lechanon. The second Shem Hashem is the first of the Yud Gimel Midas. And then you split up one of the Midas later, that it should count as two, in order to have 13 Midas. So if the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim begin from the second Shem Hashem, so what are you saying the first Shem for? So some Achranim say that's the reason why the minig developed, that everybody says along softly with the Balkari from the beginning of the Pasuk.
Shouldn't Kol Psuka not be a problem anyway? Because you have Shemei Ka'ona, the second Gemara says in the Taihalo that right, they say
Anashem
and they say
Yoshiana,
they're both good.
Right. Also, Mikra Radina shouldn't pose a problem. That is correct. Yeah. Rav Baruch Epstein writes in his autobiography that he was a Levi, and he had an uncle who was a Levi, who, when he got the Aliyah on the Tainus Tzibah Levi, so there were only three psukim for Levi. See, and the Gemara says in Megillah that it's a hidur to have four psukim. The Gemara says each Aliyah has to have a minimum of three psukim, and the Kriyas HaTorah has to have a minimum of 10 psukim. So on Sheni B'Chamishi, when you give three aliyahs, so two of the three aliyahs have to have three psukim, and one of the three aliyahs has to have four. So the Gemara says, the one who has four psukim is more mehuda. So the Gemara says, if the Kohen gets the four psukim, it's good. If the Levi gets the four psukim, it's good. If the Shlishi gets the four psukim, it's also good. Whichever way you do is good. But from the Gemara, it would appear that one who gets four psukim is considered a heather over one who gets three psukim. So he writes in his autobiography that his uncle, when they gave him an aliyah on a tiny sefer, he refused to say the bracha shenasan lanu after the three psukim. He wouldn't say the bracha unless the balkor would lay him another pasuk. The shlishi has another 25 psukim to go. You're not really cheating him. Instead of 25, we'll get 24. Big deal. He's getting anyway more than four psukim. He's getting four psukim. But why should they cheat the Levi? So he insisted. He held everybody up. He said he's not gonna say the bracha after the aliyah unless the balkari lays an extra pasuk. It's really problematic the way he pointed out. We have a lot of times a haftorah, maftir. They only lay over the last three psukim in the parasha. Well, they could have just as well started from four psukim before the end. Why did they start three psukim before the end? It is a gemara that saying four psukim is more mehuda than saying three psukim. It's a strong point. I'm not a lady. The Mishnah Berurah points out, but he doesn't have it in Hilchas Purim. He points it out in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, that the Chachamim prohibited touching a Sefer Torah, Orum. Oicha Sefer Torah, Orum, Nikbar Orum. You're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands without a Dovah HaMafsik. You have to have a talis or a mental to be mafsik in between. So it's because of this din, you have to show kabbid for the Sefer Torah by being misrachik a little bit. Because of that din, that's why they instituted halacha that a Sefer Torah is metamis ayidai. That's what it says in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't exactly right the way it says in the Gemara, but that's what it says in the Gemara. So the din is that Metamin Sayudayim even applies to all the Nevi'im Uksuvim. So that the Beis Yosef quotes a Machlokes Rishonim on that. The Gemara says, Ho'eches Sefer Torah Orum Nikbar Orum. It sounds like it only applies to Sefer Torah. But on the other hand, the din of all the Kisvei HaKadosh and Metamin Sayudayim is based on this prohibition of Shalom Lecha Sefer Torah Orum. So does the prohibition of Ho'eches Sefer Torah, does it only apply to Sefer Torah, or does it apply even to Nevi'im Uksuvim? So that's a Machlokes. So then there's a Gemara in the first perek in Masechah Shabbos, and the Gemara talks about this Gzeirah de Rabbanan over the Tumas Hayadayim in the middle of the Sugiyah de Yudches Gzeiris. And when Beis Shammayah voted Beis Hillel and they ran through 18 Gzeiris in one day, so there's a strange Gemara there that Tosis finds difficult to read. So Tosis interprets the Gemara. So the Mordechai says the simple pshat in the Gemara is that this Issa that you're not allowed to touch a Sefer Torah Orum only applies if he didn't wash until the Sidaim in advance. If you wash with a cup, wash until the Sidaim in advance, and you remove the Tumas Hayadayim, then it's permissible to touch the Sefer Torah Orum. So we don't paskin like that in Shulchan Aruch. We paskin, you're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah Orum, even if you wash until the Sidaim. And we paskin that you're not allowed to touch Nevi'im Uksuvim either with your bare hands. But the Beis Yosef says if you have the Tziruf of both together, so then we are Mekel. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that a person who's going to hold the Megillah doesn't have an Eitz Chaim. So you hold the parchment itself. So you should really wash until it's a dime in advance without a bracha. According to Taisus, you don't accomplish anything. So why say a bracha? Because Taisus reinterpreted the Gemara. And the Mordechai claims that that's what it says in the Gemara, that if you wash your hands in advance, so according to the Mordechai, you should say a bracha. But since we're not so convinced that the Mordechai is right, so the Mishnah Berurah just says, we recommend you should wash until it's a dime in advance, b'li bracha. And then it's ksuvim, it's not the Sefer Torah. So it's muta mitam svek svek. Maybe the Mordechai is right that if you wash until it's a dime in advance, it's muta. And maybe the other Rishonim are right that the whole Yisur of Shalom Lecha Sefer Torah Orem only applies to Sefer Torah and doesn't apply to Nevi'im of ksuvim.
The washing is like Megillah, three times or four times back.
No, like until it's a dime to take off tumah. You wash two times on the right hand, two times on the left hand from a cup. Yeah. To take off the tumah sayadayim. Okay, the rest of Hilchas Purim we covered already a few times. Okay, let's get back to the Talmud Bavli. Tezayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah from Taharis. Anatzak vakatafes mashka tafech ein echiba for what? Eina chibur for what? So the Pasha Pshat is, it's Eina chibur. If you have a mikveh has to have a minimum of 40 saw for tefillas adam. Why do you need 40 saw? Because the average size, the din requires that a person whose tummy wants to be tovel in the mikveh has to be tovel kol gufa bevasachas. He has to submerge the whole body at one time. V'shiru chachamim, that by an adam beinani, You will require a boim saw. If you have a tiny little baby, you have a little midget, he can fit into a mikvah of less. If you have a big giant or person who's extremely fat, then he's not going to fit into a boim saw. You're going to need more. But the Mishnah says that's the sheer mikvah. That's considered a din deraisa. It's not a din derabbanan. That's considered a din deraisa that you need a boim saw. Even though the Loshon HaMishnah is the Loshon HaGemara, the Braisa in the Gemara is v'shi'aru chachamim. That you need aboim so that shira chachamim, that's a din derais. Maim shikol gufo el behem bevasachas. If he's bigger, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, if the guy is a tall giant and he's big and fat and he can't fit into aboim so obviously he's going to need more than aboim so. He has to have kol gufo. The shira for the mikveh is aboim so. If he personally can't fit in because he's too big, so then you need more. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes and Hilchas Mikvos. The Minkacher quotes that from the Aruch HaShulchan and says it's apikursis. How can you say that? The Chazal say everyone can be tovel in the mikvah of Aboim. So why is apikursis? If he's a giant, he can't fit in. Why is it so difficult to understand? The shear for the mikvah, the cheftz of the mikvah is Aboim. So, but if I can't fit in because I'm too fat, mistama on the surface of my body, even the giant, mistama, if the water, if they would have a mikvah exactly my size to my belly and my height, Mistama, you would only need Aboim so, but they don't make mikvahs that should fit me. They make a mikvah in rectangular shape. And so you're going to need more than Aboim so. It's a double pasuk like that. So the Pashup Shat Notzak Vakatafra saying a chibur, it's not a chibur. If you have a mikvah of 20 saw and you want to be machaberet to a mikvah of 40 saw, so that's when the Mishnah says that Notzak Vakatafra saying a chibur. Tosis quotes a Gemara in Chagiga, where the Gemara quotes a Tosefta. You have two puddles of water, one puddle, you have three puddles of water, the upper puddle is 20 saw, bottom puddle is 20 saw, middle puddle, Gimel Gamamias of Mayim, and the middle puddle has 40 saw. So everyone agrees you can be tovel in the middle puddle. The shaila is, can you be tovel in the upper puddle or the lower puddle? What's the shaila? Only has 20 saw, there's nothing to discuss. No, the rain water is flowing down the side. Now, the rain water is flowing down the side, that's called chardala shal gshamim. The rainwater flowing down, that's katafris. That's katafris. So the poshim shat katafris ain't a chibur. It's not mitzaref, the 40 with the 20, that I should consider the guma that has the 20 saw as mechuber to the mikveh that has the 40 saw. That's the simple pshat in this mishnah. So Tosis was bothered with a kasha. Rabbeinu Tam is bothered with a kasha that Gemara Chagiga says not so. Gemara Chagiga says that you certainly can be toivel in the bottom mikveh because you say good achis mechit, good achis. What does it have to do with good achis? Good achis are dina mechitzas. It's not a mechitza here. So it doesn't have anything to do with regular good achis, good asik. A question of chiba mikvot. Okay, the Gemara uses the same lashon, but it's not connected. So again, so the Gemara presents in a Chagiga and after you test that there's a machlokes from there. Rabbi Yehuda, can you be tovel in the upper mikveh? But the chardala shel gshamim is mechaba the upper mikveh to the middle mikveh. But the middle mikveh to the lower mikveh to go down, that for sure all the Tanaim agree that. So Rabbi and Tam is bothered with the kasha, but it's katafris and katafris ain't a chibur. So why is it good? So the Rambam paskins, like many other Rishonim, yeah. The Gemara Chagiga is not accepted. The Gemara Chagiga is quoting a Tosefta, and the Tosefta concludes V'chachamim Maimrim. The Shitas Rameir and Shitas Rabbi Yehuda V'chachamim Maimrim. Tosfos, the few lines before, three lines before the end of the Tosfos, they quote K'toni b'seifa b'Tosefta V'chachamim Maimrim Eimat bil mela b'yamtzois. Can only be tovel in the middle of mikveh. So the Rambam says that's how we paskin like the Chachamim Maimrim in the Tosefta. And that's what our Mishnah on our daf, Tazayinim and Alf, the top line, is a quotation from the Mishnah Taris. Mishnah Taris is following the Shitas Chachamim, the Leker Rameir, the Leker Rabbi Yehuda. We don't accept either of those opinions from Chagiga. Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim Maimrim is all in one Tosefta and Mikvos. So many Rishonim say they don't see what the problem is. We just don't paskin like the Gemara Chagiga. Tosfos thought we should paskin like the Gemara Chagiga, so they have a stira. So the Rabbi Natan came up with his einfalt that it depends. Why are you interested in being mechaber the two mikvahs? If you have a mikvah of mem saw and you have a mikvah of 20 saw and you want this to become a branch of that, you're not creating a mikvah. You're not creating a mikvah. You're making this into a branch of an already existing mikvah. So then katafris will be a chibur. Natzik is still not a chibur, I said. Natzik is still no good. Because Natzik is flying in midair. That's no good. And a mikveh has to be Agabi Hakarka. A mikveh has to have a mokam a mikveh. How do you know a mikveh can't be in midair? That's a Gemara Chagiga around the same daf. Maybe it is on the same daf, not around the same daf. It is on the same daf. The Gemara Chagiga talks about the difference between a mikveh and a mayon. A mikveh means rainwater. So the rainwater is only metaher, it's only a kosher mikveh if it's be'eshborin, if it's sitting still. If the water is zechlin, then it's not kosher for a mikveh. Eshborin is miloshin shever, a crack in the ground. And a mayon, if the source of the water is from under the ground, so then it is metaher bezochlin. A mayon is naturally, is always flowing. So then it is metaher bezochlin. So the Gemara says, what about when you have high tide? And the big waves are jumping out of the ocean, and someone is standing, they have no clothes on, or their clothes are very loose, so there's no issue of a chatzitza. You have tight clothes on, so it's a chatzitza. Let's say a person is wearing all loose clothing, and a big wave of water flies from the ocean and covers his and enwraps his whole body with basachas, and it has aboyim sor. So the Gemara says that's no good, because the Gemara just says no good. The Rambam says ein tvila ba'avir. You can't be tovel in the avir. The mikveh has to be mitzuruf to some makom. If it's a mikveh, the makom has to be Heshbarin has to be a crack in the ground, should not be zochlin, should be stagnant water. That's what the word mikveh means. Kova b'kaim is standing still. Mikveh hamayim, kore yamin, means you have to have kova b'kaim. And if it's mayon, and if it's from an underground source of water, then zochlin is good, but still the zochlin has to be agabi karka. If it's flying in the air, then it doesn't even qualify as a mayon. You have to have a mokam mikveh. So again, so if you have a mikveh that has 20 saw, another mikveh has 40 saw, the two amuchubit together, so then the Rabbi Natam says, that's the Gemara in Chagige, that Katafris is good to be mechaber. It makes this into a branch of the other mikveh. But if you have two puddles of water, each puddle only has 20 saw, and you want to be mechaber them together to create a mikveh, to constitute yesh meyayin, a mikveh of aboyim saw, so that's what the Mishnah says is not acceptable. You cannot create a mikveh Ayidei katafres. But if you already have a mikveh and you want to make this tzuruf to another already existing mikveh, so then katafres would be good. The Pashti says, l'chor, the same should be true regarding Maim Shuvim. Yesterday we mentioned there is a machlekes, the Rabbi Natam and the Ri, and Taisus and Baba Kamen, and Taisus and Baba Basra. The main Taisus is in the middle of Baba Basra, but people who learn in the yeshivas usually know it from Baba Kama in Meruba. And Baba Basra, that's the part of Baba Basra that they usually don't learn in the yeshivas. Some Eicher is a bias, something over there. So the Rabbi Natam and the Ri had a machlekes. The Mishnah said that because Maim Shuvim is only a chumr midirabbanan, a big chumr midirabbanan, so that's why we're very makel. We're even makel more than a normal case of Sveika derabbanan lakuma. Even more coolest than a normal din of Sveika derabbanan lakuma. So what exactly is only the Rabbanan? So that's a machlekes is the Ri and the Rabbi Natam, and the machlekes and Mechaber and the Ramo. So the Mechaber paskens that all Maim Shuvim is only midirabbanan. It's never a din derais. Why did they introduce a gzera de rabbanan maim shuvim? Because there is a din deraisa, so you can't be tovel bikli. The mikveh has to be mechuba lekarka. If you have a kli that's portable, if you have a bathtub with legs that's sitting on the floor and you have it full of water, so that for sure is no good benatar. You can't be tovel bikli. So they made a gzera de rabbanan, you can't be tovel b'shuuvim, and gzera otu tvila bikli. The other Rishonim say no, that if the mikveh is rubo sha'uv or kulo sha'uv, then it's no good ben atar. That's how the Ramah is machmah like that. Kula shog, ruba shog is no good ben atar. And if there's any suffix that it may be so bad, then you are not makel. And the only thing that the Gemara said is shuvim is only the Rabbanan. That's why you have so many kulas and even a svek sveka, everything. We're makel on everything in shuvim, even though it's a svek sveka lahachmer, you still makel on shuvim. That's if it's only gimalugim on shuvim or more up until ruba shog. But if it's ruba shog, Rubik and Kulo, so that's no good in a turn there, you don't have any kulos. So let's say you have a mikveh that's all shuvim. We are always machmah that when you turn on the faucet, v'choshish, maybe the water from the faucet has the status of maim shuvim. Why? It's only considered maim shuvim if it was contained in a kli that can hold water. If you just have pipes that are going sideways, and that can't contain any water. So we're always concerned that maybe the pipes were constructed in such a way. Maybe the pipes go like this. So the bottom pipe can hold water. If you just have a pipe that goes straight, so it can't hold any water. So it's not maim shuvim. It has to have a base kipul to be considered maim shuvim. And maybe the pipes were made in such a way that they will hold water. Then you have the water meter. The water meter was a big machlekes in Europe. The water meter is in order that the government should be able to measure how much water you're using in order to charge your tax accordingly. Whoever uses more water has to pay more tax. So the shayla is the water goes into the water meter and then it turns around. So it goes into the water meter just for a second, then it's on its way out as it's coming in. So is that called a base kibble? As it's going in, it's already going out. It's just in order to measure the water. So that was a big machlekes, whether that's considered by and even though a kli that's mechuba the karka doesn't have a din of a kli, so what's the whole problem? All the pipes are mechuba the karka. But the Gemara says in Baba Kama that it depends. The Gemara has a whole discussion, a brisa. It depends whether chakoko v'le besov kevo'o or kevo'o v'le besov chakoko. If you attach the pipe to the ground first, you attach wood or metal to the ground, and later you made it into a base kibul. So since at the time that you made it into a base kibul, it was ready mechuba l'karka, that doesn't get a Shem Kli, and that would not pose a problem on Maim Shuvim. But if it would be Chakoko v'le b'sof kibol, first I carved out, I was Chokik HaBeis Kibol, and I had a Shem Kli b'tolush, and then I attached it to the ground. So there the Gemara says, Ben Rachma, since I had a Shem Kli b'tolush, so it retains the Shem Kli, and it passels the water. It can make the water Maim Shuvim. So that's what we're always Choshish. That maybe all of the water that comes out through the faucet, the tap water, maybe all the water is Maim Shuvim. So how do you ever make a mikveh? So the answer is you have one, you have to have two mikvahs, one next to the other. So you have one bore where you have rainwater that goes in without going through any pipes. How can you have rainwater that goes in without any pipes? So either you have rainwater collecting on the roof and it goes down a chute, or you have drain pipes that go on the outside that clearly do not have any base kibble. The water just rolls down the drain pipes. It never holds any water. So you have to make sure that you have one bore where you have a boim saw of water falling in that will not be maim shuvim. And then the mikveh where the people are going to be toivel, the bore that's going to be used for tefillah, the borat tefillah, so that we're going to fill up with tap water. And the tap water, we're concerned that maybe that's all maim shuvim. So we're going to make a hashoka, we're going to connect it with the bore that's not shuvim. And whenever you make hashoka, so there's a din deraisa, and this may or may not be a din derabbanan. There is a din deraisa if you have mayim tumayim, that's what we discussed briefly yesterday, the four categories of things that are mekabel tuma, odem, mekelim, ochel, memashkim. So there's only tefillah b'mikvah for odem, mekelim. There's no tefillah b'mikvah for ochel, memashkim, with the one exception of mayim, and Rashi always says, because hashoka and mayim is because hazarei mayim al pnei chutzas, when you have water that's tumay, falls into a river, so it's considered zriya, it's considered as if it's mechuba lekarka, and the zriya is metaher. So that's a din deraisa, that if you do hashoka amayim tmeim, it removes the tumor. So similar to hashoka amayim tmeim is a din hashoka amayim shuvim. If you do hashoka amayim shuvim, so the pashtus is that it removes the status of the shuvim, and it becomes mayim kshir. According to the Ramo, who paskins that kulo shov, rubo shov is a din deraisa, so this din of hashoka and the maim shuvim is a din deraisa. According to the Mechaber, that kulo shov is only a din derabbanon, not to be toivel in a kli is a din deraisa, but not to be toivel maim shuvim is only derabbanon. So the din of hashoka only exists on the level of deraisa vis-a-vis maim tmeim, to remove the tumah. It doesn't exist on the level of deraisa with respect to removing the psul of shuvim. So that's what you usually do. Usually you have two boiras. You have one bar filled up with a water, a boim saw. If you're going to have a bar filled up with megishamim that fell down through the chute, and you're just going to have one mikveh, so then as soon as 10 people are going to use the mikveh, the water is going to get filthy, so no one else will want to use it. So that's why you have to have one mikveh that nobody ever uses. The rainwater that just sits there from Sheshes Mebreshes, that's one bar. Then you have another bar next to it where you keep on changing the water because it's going to get dirty when people use it. It's going to get filthy. So you pour in, you get water from the tap to go in, and then you do a hashoka. When you do the hashoka, so it makes it tahar. Just like hashoka is mitahar, mayim tmeim, so too hashoka removes the status of mayim shu'um. The Shach and Yeridaya, Simen Reish Aleph, all the Hilchos Mikvos on one Simen Reish Aleph. So the Shach and Yeridaya quotes a suffix from the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who was a Talmud of the Rosh, one of the Rishonim, that maybe Hashoke is only good on Maim Shuvim, calls man that the neck of Hashoke is open and Hashoke is still in place. If I have Maim Tameim and I did Hashoke and they became Maim Tahorim, the tumah disappeared because Hashoka constitutes Zriya. And then I put back the plug and it's no longer in a state of Hashoka. So once the tumah disappears, it disappears. So the Rabbeinu Yeruchim is Mesupik. Does that work for Maim Shuvim as well? The Pashtus says, of course it works. That's what Hashoka is all about. The same din, the exact same din of Hashoka by Maim Tmeim applies to Maim Shuvim. So Rabbeinu Yeruchim is not so convinced. He thinks maybe Hashoka by Maim Shuvim never removes the status of Shuvim. It remains Shuvim. Li'olam Voed, not exactly Li'olam Voed. By now, since the days of Adam Arishon, the Gemara knew that there's a water cycle. So Gemara knows that all the water in the world is the water that used to be, that we cooked We cooked in our pots. We cooked a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, soup, and so on. And all that water just evaporated, went back to the sky, to the clouds, and then it comes down again. So all the water in the world is by now is Mayim Shuvim. So the answer is that it reaches a point when it goes back to the clouds, it it's no longer in the state of water, it's in the state of gas. So then that's Panim Chadash Ba'olakan. So that's for sure, no longer a status of Mayim Shuvim. That's for sure like that. The Gemara knows all the water is at a water cycle. So that's Taka problem. How do you distinguish between Megishamim, the Megishamim, the source of the water is the rain, so that's only Mitar B'Eshborim. It's only Mitar if it's Kavu B'Kaimu. If it's Zeichlin, it's no good, it's Absul Deraisa. But if it's Mayim from a Mayon, if the source of the water is from under the ground, then it is Mitar B'Zeichlin. What do you mean the source of the water is from under the ground? Where do you think the water from under the ground comes from? Also comes from the clouds. It's all Megishamim. So the Gemara knew that. The Gemara in Tainus talks about that. All the water in the world is from the water cycle. Everything is from the water cycle. So that's a big discussion in the Poskim. How long, when it rains and the water goes under the ground, then it shoots back up in a fountain, in a mayon, how far does it have to go under the ground that it should now have the status of a mayon that is mitar bizochel? If it just landed, let's say it was raining in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and then the water raining in a river, let's say, and then the river just goes 1 foot under the ground, and then it shoots up. So that's Megishamim. That's Megishamim is not Mitar B'Zochim. How long does it have to go under the ground in the sources under the ground so that when it pops up later, it should have the status of a mayim? So that's the Mishkan is Yankif, has a serious tshuva about that, and everyone after him discusses that topic seriously, but it's a serious topic. How do you distinguish? All the water comes from the rain, so everything should be mekshon. So how do you distinguish between a mikveh and a mayon? So that's a problem. So this again. So the Rabbi Yochum has a suffix that maybe mayim shuvim can never be restored unless panim chadash ba'ol kam, and it goes back into the clouds in the form of gas. Okay, then you start all over again. But in this Gilgal, if you have Mayim Shuvim, even if you make Ashok, and maybe it remains with the status of Mayim Shuvim, and the only reason why you can be Tovim in the Mikvah, the Mayim Shuvim, if it's still in the state of Ashok, it's still Mechuvah to the Kosher Mikvah, like Moshel Amad Avadayma, you have a Mikvah that only has 20 saw, but it's Mechuvah to a Mikvah that has 40 saw, so it's a branch of that Mikvah, so it's considered as if you're being Tovim in the other Mikvah. See, if you have a Mikvah, a 40 saw Mayim Shuvim, but it's Mechuvah to a Mikvah, a 40 saw Mayim Sheirim, so then the Shuvim remain Shuvim, we are not void. If you do a Hashok and you close the neck of Hashok and put the cork back again, you won't be allowed to be Tovim here, because man, the neck of Hashok is open. This Mikvah is Mechuvah to the other Mikvah, and the other Mikvah is kosher. So it's considered as if you're being Tovim in the other Mikvah. So that's a few G'dayla Achorayim recommend that one should be Choshish for this Rabbi Niru. We spoke a little bit about the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer and his Chulas came up with an Einfall of a Chumrah that since Hashoke works Midin Zriya, so it has to be like if a person would plant a potato. If you want to plant a potato, you want it to grow, so you don't put the potato on top of the ground. You have to dig a hole in the ground. Plant an apple, whatever you want to plant, you want it to grow, a fruit, a vegetable. You have to dig a hole in the ground, put the seeds or put the fruit or the vegetable in the ground, then cover it over with offer. So you have to have offer mel maila, mel mata, mi dalet ruches, on all six sides, above and below, and on all the four sides, north, east, south, west. You have to have mikolat zodim. That's called zriya. So that's what the Chassam Sofer had a chiddush, that if you have one mikveh next to the other, one mikveh is maim ksherim, one mikveh is maim shuvim, and you just have a nekev, a hashok in between, so that doesn't constitute hashok. Hashok has to work midin zriya, and zriya means you have to take the mayim shuvim, the mayim psulim, and the mayim tmeim, and put it in the middle. I have to have a mikveh, a room so big, of mayim ksherim, and then have the faucet, have a hose come from the faucet with the tap water, and the tap water should empty out from the hose in the middle of the mikveh mayim ksherim. And then that'll be considered the zriya, because it's surrounded above and below and on all the four sides, But the Maim Ksherim said, then it's called Zvir, then it's accomplished. So this was the Chumer that they observed all over in Hungary and Ukraine and many areas in Eastern Europe. They were Machma for the Chasam Sofer. The thing is, if you're Machma for the Chasam Sofer, that if you have one mikveh next to the other with a neck of Hashoka, that's not good enough. So after a while, after a very short while, let's say I have a mikveh of 40 sor, and it goes so high, from the floor till here is way more than 40 sor. So then you have a hole higher than that, so you're going to take, the tap water is going to go, open the faucet, and the tap water is going to fall, it'll have a hose, and the hose opens up into the middle of this mikveh. So the Maim Shuvim, we're concerned maybe all the tap water is Maim Shuvim, so the Maim Shuvim is going to be brought into the middle of this mikveh. So how am I going to get it into the other mikveh? So as the Maim Shuvim is going to come in, so the water level will rise. The Gemara knew about rising water levels and displacement of water. Somehow in the world of science, the displacement of water wasn't discovered till years later. I already forgot who, but the Tosfos shows in the Gemara that the Tanaim knew about water displacement. If the mikveh is so high and someone's tovel in the mikveh, then the water level is going to go higher. Just like if you add water, the water level is going to go higher. So if the person takes up room, so the water level is going to go higher. Tosfos shows a Gemara like that. In the world of science, they didn't discover this till a few centuries after. Yeah. So what they do to be choshish for this Chasam Sefer is that they have a mikveh kshera up until this point, and then they have the hose from the tap water comes, opens up into the middle of this mikveh, and then the water level is going to rise as more water goes in. But you don't want everybody to be tovel here, the water's going to get all dirty. So as it rises, it flows over into the next room, and the next room has the bor hatfilo. So if you have enough water flow up, you're going to have 40 saw in the other mikveh. Fine. So the question is, but then 10 people are going to use the mikveh in the other room, is going to get all filthy water. So we're going to drain that out, we're going to empty out all the water, then we're going to do the same thing again. If you do it two or three times, you're not going to have 40 saw of the original water left. So that's a problem that appears in the Mishnah Mikvos. The Mishnah talks about Nasan saw, but not all saw. I added a saw to the mikveh, have 41 saw, then I took away a saw. I added another saw to the mikveh, have again 40 saw, I took away another saw. So the Mishnah says, Nasan saw, but not all saw is only good ad machzo. If you're not convinced, if you're not a vadai that you have 20 saw of water from the original water, then it's no good. So the original Mishnah is going, Nasan saw, but not all saw, he's pouring in wine. Because the din is menater, then a mikveh has to be mikveh mayim. If you have a mikveh made from May Paris, that's no good menater. So the original din in the Mishnah is, if you have a mikveh of 40 saw, and you pour it in a saw of white wine, doesn't change the color. If you pour in purple wine, if you pour in red wine, that's going to change the whole color of the whole mikveh. So that's pasal midirabbanan. Shini mara pasal midirabbanan, because people will think that you're being tovel and made peris. They'll think the whole mikveh is made from wine and you're being tovel and made peris. That's not good in Atar. So they made a dim in the rabbanan, shini mara pasal. If the shini mara was brought about because of a liquid, unless the shini mara was brought about because of a solid. Let's say you have a chlorine pellet, and if you throw in enough chlorine, it'll turn all the water green. Rabbi Tendler says if you throw in so much chlorine that the water will turn green, it'll burn your eyes out. He says no one ever throws in so much chlorine. It'll be impossible to be tovel in such a thing. Okay, so it'll never happen. But even if it would happen, even if you would throw in so much chlorine that the water would look green. So it depends what kind of chlorine did you pour in. If you poured in liquid chlorine, so then there's a din of shinimara. That's Mishnah is like that. If the color of the water in the mikveh was nishtana because of a liquid, but if the color of the water in the mikveh was nishtana because of a chlorine pellet, because of a solid, so then the Mishnah says it doesn't pass. Because the whole zera that people would think that you be tovel and made teres only applies if the shinimara was caused by a liquid, not by a solid. So here the Mishnah talks about a fellow has a mikveh 40 saw of water, and then he pours in one saw of white wine. So everything looks like water. So the mikveh is good. But then he drains out a saw of water. Then he puts in another saw of white wine, drains out a saw of water, puts in another saw. What do you mean he drains out a saw of water? As soon as he puts in the white wine, Everything gets all mixed in together. So when you're draining out a saw of water, you're draining out proportionately. You're draining out 1 over 41 of saw that you're taking out is going to be wine, and 40 over 41 is going to of the saw that you drain out is going to be water. So the Tanoim say true, but still we're concerned. If you do this 20 times, we only allow that Nosan saw and Otal saw. Nosan saw and Otal saw. He added the saw of Meperis, clear color, and then he takes out a saw of water. So we only allow that Ad Machzah. If you did it 20 times, we are concerned, even though the concern is impossible. How could it possibly be? We are concerned it looks as if you no longer have 20 saw of water. You certainly will have 20 saw of water. Because every time you take out a saw of water, you're not taking out only water, you're taking out part of the May Paris that you put in. So that's how the Chumrah that they made Midr Rabbanan. That Nosan saw and Otto saw is only good Ad Machzah. So the Pashtus is that that Mishnah is only talking Nosan saw and Otto saw. He keeps on adding a saw of May Paris. And he keeps on taking out a saw of water, so he only permitted Ad Machzah. What if he added a saw of Maim Shuvim? So the minute he adds a saw of Maim Shuvim, so it becomes Hashokah. Once it's Hashokah, so it's no longer retains the status of Maim Shuvim, so everything became kosher. So Nosan saw and Otto saw, you should say, is good all day long. You can do it 40 times. You can do it the Yoylam Voyage. I should say it's always good. So the Rambam and the Raivid both learn not so. The Rambam and the Mishnah Torah. And the Raivid wrote a sefer Balei HaNefesh on all of Hilchas Nidah Mikvah. So he writes in his Balei HaNefesh, the same as the Rambam, unusual. Such a shvera Rambam, and the Raivid is masking with the Rambam. Usually the Raivid disagrees, whenever there's a difficult Rambam, the Raivid is masking here. The Raivid in Balei HaNefesh doesn't quote the Rambam. He writes on his own that the din of Nosan Sov and Otal Sov even applies to the din of Shuv. So the Kes Mishnah asks on the Rambam. Kes Mishnah quotes the Rishonim ask on the Rambam. It doesn't make sense. The minute you did Ashokeh, so all the Maim Shuvim became kosher. So what's the problem? So the Kes Mishnah says it because it like a Marisayim. It looks as if you're being Tovel a Maim Shuvim, even though every time you put Nosan Sov, you made a Hashok. So the Shaila is, if you're going to do like the Chasam Sofer, you have to do the Zriya. That's what the Chasam Sofer calls Zriya, as opposed to Hashoka. If you have one bore next to the other bore, and you have a neck of Hashoka, a pipe that connects them, that's what we usually term Hashoka. And only if you have the hose from the tap causes the water from the tap to come inside to the middle of the mikvah kshera, so that's called Zriya. Like you plant a potato by putting offer on all the six directions. So that's how you do the Zriya of the Mayim Shuvim over here. So if you're going to be Choshish for the Chasam Sofer, so you have a mikvah up to here. Then you have the hose go in, so the level of the water rises till it reaches the hole, and it flows over into the Bar HaTfilah. So 10 people will be Tovel in that mikvah. Then that water is going to get dirty. They'll empty out that water. So you're going to do again a Hashoka. You're going to do again a Zriya over here. You're going to pour. So after a couple of times of doing this, two, three times, you figure out a mathematical, you always have more than a boim saw. But it's going to reach a point that it's going to be nosan saw and otal saw. It's going to be more than machza. More than half of the water you've already changed. More than half of your water. So according to the Rambam and the Raivid, that would be no good. So in Europe, in those countries where they were so kofuf to the Chasam Sofer, quite a few countries in Eastern Europe, so they would make all the mikvahs like that, and they would ignore the Rambam and the Raivid. Question is it right to ignore the Rambam and the Raivid? So that's why I mentioned the Minchas Yitzchak, who is the Neidah Haredes. He wrote all of his volumes, 11 volumes of Shadus Tshuvas. So one of his volumes, he quotes from Achsidus Sefer that we know that the mikvah is kosher. Why? Because all over in Hungary and Galicia and parts of White Russia, where they were all machmeh for the Chasam Sofer, they had children who are Yirei Shemaim and Medaktik and Mitzvahs, and if the mikveh would have been possible, so then the children would have been chatzufim. Because the Gemara tells a story, the Medrash tells a story about Rebbe Akiva, that the children were playing in front of the Tanaim, and one of the children wasn't wearing a yarmulke, and that was considered a chutzpah to stand in front of a rabbi. Without wearing a yarmulke was a chutzpah in the days of the Gemara. They didn't always wear yarmulkes, but in the presence of rabbis, they would. So the Tanoim said, something wrong with this kid. He doesn't have a nice upbringing. So Rabbi Kiva said, he's a mamza ben anida. So they said, how do you have the right to say such a thing? So he said, I'll prove to you. So he picked he got the mother to carry on a conversation, and based on the conversation, turned out exactly as he predicted, that the kid was a mamzer ben anida. So I didn't know he's a ben anida, so he assumed that a child who was born from anida, if they didn't observe Taras HaMashpacha, the child will be a chatzuf. So that's what this Chassidish Rebbe says. We see that the children are not chatzufim, so obviously the mikveh is kosher. But then he adds, so kosher means that against the Rambam and the Raivi. So then he adds on, but in Olam HaEmes, Yeshiva Shalmaila, the Rambam has his own yeshiva, and he only lets in those who observed his din. Those who were born from these mikvahs, the Rambam will not allow them to attend his shiur. So where does it leave you? So what did he say? The mikveh is good, the mikveh is no good. So the Menchas Yitzchak has a whole tshuva dedicated to explaining what the pshat is in the Chassidish Rebbe's comment. Okay. I just remember I did not find it a satisfactory explanation. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes about this Chassam Sofer. He says, against all the Mishnais, against all of the Sefters. What do you mean that you need Davka Zri? He says, Beferish. It says in Mishnah, they have three boires. Each boar has less than 40 saw. So people are tevel in all three at the same time, so the water level rises, and all the three mikvahs are now connected. So if all the three mikvahs are now connected because the water rises, and there's water connecting it, so everybody has mem saw. So it's beferish. One is next to the other. And it talks about hashoka also. It's good for chibam mikvahs, good for hashoka, maim tmeim, maim shuvim. It's all the same. He says the Chassam Sofer never meant to say that that's the only way to do Hashoka. He meant either like that or like this. That's not what the Chassam Sofer said. Ramesh says it's against all the Mishnais and all of the Sefters, but the Chassam Sofer really said that. It's a problem. How did the Chassam Sofer come off to say such a thing? So the Ma'aseh says that's how they make all the mikvahs now. They make everybody's machmah for the Chassam Sofer, but we want to be choshish for the Rambam and the Raivin also. We don't want to be excluded from the Rambam's yeshiva in the Olam HaEmes. So what they do is, they make three boires. Instead of only making two boires, they make three boires. So they have one boar, they have two boires, but they have water that fell in through a chute or through a drain pipe from outside. That's Bevadai not Shu'uvim. And these two boires are Mayim Kshirim. And then they have a bor hatfila where the people are going to use it. So one of the two boris that has a maim sherim, that's where they do the chasam seifa zriya. And then they fill up the bor hatfila with the aboim saw that overflows from that bor where they did the zriya. And then they do a hashoka with the mikvah sherim. So you always have the backup of the hashoka from the mikvah sherim. You have the chumra of the chasam seifa. You did the zriya, but the chumra of the chasam seifa implies that you make all against the Rambam and the Raivin. So you have the hashok on the other bor, so it's good. If you really hold like the Chassam Sofer, that you need Davka Zriya, so the backup is meaningless. So if you hold like the Chassam Sofer and the Rambam and the Raivid, then you haven't accomplished anything. But that's what people want to be machmer for, so you spend another few $1,000s. That's why mikvahs are so expensive now, because they make three boros and they want to do all the hidurim. So what they do is they do hamshocha. The Mishnah is say, if you have mayim shuvim, you don't have to wait till it evaporates and goes into the clouds and it comes down again. Mamish, gilgal acher, comes back in a different gilgal. There's a way to take Maim Shuvim, Boila Mazen, the same gilgal, and rescind and cancel the status of Maim Shuvim. So one way is Hashoka, and another way is Hamshocha. If you pour have a bucket of water, and I pour the water, Agabi Karka, Haroya Livloya, I pour it Gimel Tvochim. So that's what they do in all the mikvahs now. They have, when they have the tap water going into the bor hazriya, so before they have the tap water go in, they have it come out of a faucet, then they have it roll a distance, minimum distance of gimel tvachim, then they dug up. I think the Maharam Rutenberg says that the gimel tvachim has to be orich gimel tvachim, Berochav Tefach. So they do that Hidur. It's Berochav Tefach and Baruch Gimel Tvachim. They have the water roll. Agabi concrete. Concrete is also Karka Roy Levloya. It depends how the different degrees of concrete. Some concrete is so tight that it's not Boleya anything. So you have to have, as long as it's right to be Boleya something. So it has to be Karka Roy Levloya. So they do a hamshocha on the mayim shuv before they do the zriya. So according to some tanoim, this solved the whole problem. There's no din of mayim shuv once you do hamshocha. But that's a machlekes hatanoim in the mishnayis. Machlekes hatanoim in mishnayis in Tmura. The end of the first parak in Tmura. What's the din of she'uva she'im shechu akula? Everyone agrees that there is a din. The whole din of gimel ugin mayim shuv and pasels and mikveh, that's only midirabbana. So if you do hamshocha agavikaka roi levloya on the gimel ugin mayim shuvim, so that solves that problem. It's not called mayim shuv. What if you have kulo shov aruba shov? So there were rishonim who held that that's a bigger problem. Where they get that idea from? That kulo shov aruba shov is a bigger problem because the tanoim have a machlokes whether hamshocha works on only on gimel ugin or it even works on kulo shov aruba shov. That's a machlokes hatanoim in the mishnah is the end of the first perek in Tmura. And it's a machlokes the goyim, the Rambam and the goyim held to paskin. That's one of the few rare cases where the Rambam quotes a machlokes in the Yad HaZaka. Usually the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah doesn't quote machlokes. He just gives you the din. He leaves out machlokes tanoim and amoraim and rishonim. He leaves everything out. He just gives you a psak halacha. And here and there is a Rambam where he'll quote different opinions. He'll say those and say like this, and I hold like that. So here, there's one of those rare cases. The Rambam quotes the machlokes hagaonim, whether shuvishim shichu akula. Those hamshocha only work if you're just dealing with gimel ugin mayim shuv. It doesn't even work if you're dealing with a kulo shov, a rubo shov. So there are some gaonim who hold that shuvishim shichu akula is also good. So we rely on that. The mikveh is not going to be kosher l'chalad days. If you hold shuvishim shichu akula is no good. And you hold like the Chasam Sefer, literally, that you need Davke Zriya, that Hashoka is no good. Rav Moshe says it can't be. That's against Mishnayis, but that's what it sounds like from the Chasam Sefer. And you hold the Nosan Sov and Otoso even applies to Maim Shuvim. If you hold all three together, then the Mikvah is Taka no good, but there's nobody who holds them all three together. We know it's not so. And all Chasam Sefer to begin with is only a Chumrah. Like Rav Moshe says, he can't be that. Chasam Sefer said that that's no good. That's against all the Mishnahs. So Lamai said, that's how they manufacture all the mikvahs today. That's why mikvahs are so expensive. Years ago, they never had all these chumras. Now they incorporate, so they have to, when you make a mikvah, an innocent little mikvah has to have three boiris. You have to have one is the bor zriya, one is the bor ha-hashoka, and one is the bor ha-tfilo. So it's already more expensive than three boiris instead of two. It's very, very expensive. Then you have to do this hamshocha gimel tefachim. So everything adds up.
Make the hamshocha gimel tefachim. Hamshocha less than gimel lugim stop. Then again, each time let in less than gimel lugim.
But then at the end of the day, you're going to have.
It would come in, but it would be hamshocha in the. You have gimel lugim. Everybody's minded that gimel lugim shichu is good, so yeah. It's not shuvim anymore.
Right.
Now it would sit in the mikveh. It would be like instead of opening a faucet, it would be like a pump. It put in less than gimel ugin each time.
Yeah, but then at the end of the day, you're going to have the mikveh is going to be rubo. It's going to be rubo shov sheim shichu. Each 5 minutes, I'll do gimel ugin. Then at the end of the day, after it overflows and it goes into the next bar.
Isn't that only a halacha that you can't be mamshich more than gimel ugin? But if your mamshik less than gimel ugin at a time, and then it goes into the mikveh, so it's not called shuvin anymore. It will still be
I think it will still be the problem of it. I think so. Shuvishim shichu kula will still be a problem.
But it's him shichu, the hamshacha was one shot more than gimel ugin. That's why.
We have to look it up. Okay, maybe. What do you say?
Shavu's closer in there?
Yeah, I think so. We're only makel on if you all have is give a problem, give a look. But if you have a problem of rubai, then we don't rely on the hamshach. Yeah. Used to be the Helmetzer Rebbe. He was a Hungarian rabbi. So he used to travel all over the world and passel everybody's mikveh. Because they didn't make the mikveh according to all the Hungarian chumers. But all the chumers, everything added in together. He used to make everybody crazy. So he insisted everybody has to make the mikvahs the way they did in Hungary with all of these chumras, cost a fortune of money. Okay.
What is this for of the Rabbi and the Tap? What is the difference between the Tap one and the second? If the Tap is a fever from to the bottom, why is the Hebrew from the top to the bottom?
Yeah, that's a machlokes satanoim and chagiga machlokes a mei Reb Yehuda.
Why
does it? Mei Reb Yehuda, we pass like Reb Yehuda, yeah.
What does it depend on?
Whatever is, the water flows down because of gravity. So you can say that the mikvah on the bottom is a branch of the mikvah in the middle. But you can't say the mikvah on top is a branch of the mikvah in the middle, because it's not, the water is not flowing from the middle one up. The water is flowing from the top one down. In order to be considered a branch, you have to have that the larger one, the mikvah that has the memsor, should be mechuber to the one that doesn't have the memsor.
What is the logic then of the sorin of Zeflin of Ketafah saying if he was not because of Zeflin? But so there would be no difference at top and the bottom. So what is the svara of why it's
I don't know. The Pasha Pshat is because of Zeichlin. That's the Pasha Pshat because of Zeichlin. So that's the question. Why does Rav Yehuda distinguish between the top and the bottom?
Would be psul deraisa.
The psul of Zeichlin is a psul deraisa, yeah. So the Rabbeinu Tam distinguishes, says to create a mikveh, if you have 20 and 20, you have Zeichlin, you have a katafris, that we paskin is no good. That's this Mishnah, katafris ain't a chibur. But if you already have a mikveh that has 40 saw, and you just want to have a zeichlin to be mechaberit, you have a mikvah of 20 so, you want to declare that this mikvah of 20 so is a branch, is an extension of that mikvah, it's a different chibur. It's not a chibur to create a mikvah, it's a chibur to be mitzarv this mikvah to an already existing mikvah, so then zeichlin is good. Then not so, then katafris is good. He says notzik won't be good. He says then katafris will be good. Yes.
Is it chibur or sanachibur? One of the two, how does it?
Don't know.
And if you learn that the story is that Zeichlin is not a chibur, how does it work by a mayim? So the waters are not attached to each other. You don't have a shear. You're not talking on one mokum.
Right. So the pashtus is that by a mayim, since darka bekach, mayim, the nature of a mayim is that it flows. Nature of a mikveh is that it sits still. Nature of a mayim is that it flows. So by a mayim, Zeichlin is a chibur. But by a mikveh, Zeichlin is not a chibur. So this is how the Tosis begins with the Rabbeinu Tam. The end of the Tosis, they quote the Ri. It could be that the difference between the upper mikvah and the bottom mikvah is only in the Rabbanu. It could be Minatora, they're both good. That's what I would assume. The Minatora, the upper mikvah, 20 saw, 40 saw, 20 saw. So the Pashto is Minatora, they're both good. It's only a Chumim in the Rabbanu. The upper one is no good, the bottom one is good. So Rabbeinu Tam distinguishes between creating a mikveh as opposed to being mitzarif your mikveh chasera to an already existing mikveh. The Ri is not so convinced of the Rabbeinu Tam's distinction. The Yodam Ri, the last 13 lines, the last 15 lines in Taisus Asa, the Yodam Ri, he's giving a different answer to the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha in the beginning of the Taisus. He says that Natzik v'katafres is ein achibur lo letumah v'lo letara. So lo letumah means maga b'mitzosik and maga b'kulo. Doesn't apply. What do you mean lo letara? Letara means to remove the tumah, in other words, to do hashoken. That's all. But this Mishnah, that Natzik v'katafres ein achibur, doesn't say a word about chibur mikvois. To be mitzarf mikvois, to be mitzarf mikvois, it could. Could be mitzarif mikvahs. 20 with a 20 would also be mitzarif. Not only a 20 with a 40. Even a 20 with a 20 to constitute, to create one big mikveh. So the Ri thinks that that's not governed with this rule. That's governed with the rule of Chagigah Daf Yutes, that the katafris is a chibur, to create a mikveh. It's only no good for tumah v'tara purposes. That's what the Ri suggests. He thinks the Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush is not correct. Then the Rabbeinu Tam had another. There are two different tesis in here, and the last 10 lines in the tesis, "V'ri Omer Da'ih Ratzim Katafres," is a different version, is a different answer to the original kasha, the first half of the tesis. Then the middle part of the tesis, they're talking about a different topic. The tesis is poorly written over here. The last 10 lines belong after the first part of the tesis. Then the middle part of the tesis is a different stira. Here it says that mashke tafech in a chibur, but tafech hamanos latviach is a chibur. And then you have in other sources, it says that the chibur between two different mikvahs has to be kishvaferes hanod. No, shvaferes hanod is much more than Tefech Amras Lahatziach. So how did the two jive? So the Rabbi Natan gave an answer on that, and the Reed didn't agree with that Rabbi Natan either. So Rabbi Natan gave an answer, the Nekev has to be Kishma Feris Anod. But the whole Nekev doesn't have to be filled in with water. As long as it has a slight amount of water, just enough, Mashka Tefech Amras Lahatziach should be a little more than Mashka Tefech. Be so much water, so deep the water should be that if you put your finger there and it'll get wet, and you put your finger on a piece of paper, will get a water stain, or the shirt will get wet. It'll be transmitted to something else. So that's the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, the second problem. So Rabbeinu Tam says the nekev has to be kishma feris anot, but you don't require that the water should be so deep. As long as it's tafech hamanas latfich, that is sufficient. What's the beer in the Rabbeinu Tam shita? So in recent years, everybody says over from Rav Elbel HaSolveitchik. He has a little bit in a sefer on this piece. He just explains the din is that the mikveh has to be ein tvila ba'avir, like the Rambam said. If the big tidal wave fly jumps out into the air and engulfs my whole body, or I'm holding a knife or a spoon, and it's tevil, the whole knife or the spoon, that's no good, because it can't have tefillah ba'avir. A mikveh has to have a makam a mikveh. So there's one din, a mikveh has to be, the 40 saw have to be in one makam. If it's rolling around the place, it's no good, it's zechlim. Unless it's a mayan, so a mayan is metah b'zechlim. But megishamim and not metahir b'zechlim. So you need, number one, that the whole 40 saw should be b'makam echot. Then it's not enough, b'makam echot, let's say you have one room, and the floor is not level. So you're going to have 20 saw on one side of the room and 30 saw on the other side of the room. And because the floor is not level, so the two puddles of water are separated from each other. So it doesn't help that it's all in one big room, but it's not mechuba yachas. You have to have that there should be a chibur. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. And if you have two mikvois, each one has 20 saw, let's say, each one has 30 saw, and you have an opening in between the two, kishva feris hanod, so that's how big the hole has to be, that it should be considered one makam. So that's one makam. But you have a hole, kishva feris hanod, even if there wouldn't be a wall at all, you would have one puddle over here, one puddle over there, each puddle has 30 saw, and they're both in the same room, mamish, both in the same mikveh, but the floor is not level, so if they're not mechuba yachad, so you have 30 here and 30 here, you don't have a mikveh of 60. So you have to have a little bit of a chibur in between. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. You need a nekev kishva feris hanod to be mevatel the chatzitza of the mechitza. It should be considered as if the two puddles of water are in the same makam. Fine. And then how deep does the water have to be in that nekev? So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that's sufficient if it's tafer hamanas latfir. That's what it says in our Gemara. That's in order to accomplish that it should be one body of water. You need that it should be one body of water in one makam. So the nekev kishva feris hanod is to accomplish that it should be one makom, and the water tefer hamanas latfiach is that it should be one body of water. The Rebbe is not happy with that. He claims that he proves from Mishnayos that the Rabbeinu Tam is wrong. So he says it's a machlekes hatanaim how deep, but he's also maskim halfway to the Rabbeinu Tam that the two different issues. There's one issue. He has to be masking to that, because the Mishnah say you don't always need kishva feris hanot. The Mishnah has a machlekes hatanoim, Reb Yudah and Reb Meir. If you have two mikvos, one next to the other, and they're really separated, if you have an opening kishva feris hanot connecting the two, then it's considered one big mikvah. You don't have kishva feris hanot. So one Tana says if there's a thin crack that goes vertically, so that is considered one mikveh. The other Tana says if there's a thin crack that goes horizontally, it's not kishva feris hanod. It's not big enough to turn your two fingers in. But if it goes from one edge to the other vertically, and one says horizontally, so that's a machlokes hatanaim. When is it considered one big unit? So you see from the Mishnah that there's such a concept that you need it should be one makom, and in addition to being one makom, it should be one body of water. So there is also masking with the Rabbeinu Tam to this idea, but his details don't correspond to those of the Rabbeinu Tam. Okay. Yeah. Then we have a din of Mayim Shuvim. Habar Rosh Berubo be Mayim Shuvim becomes Tame. Habar Rosh Berubo be Mayim Shuvim. What does it mean, habor rosha? A person goes into a bathtub. The bathtub, he was toivel, rosha verubo in maim shuvim, or torsha nafla rosha verubo shkim alud in maim shuvim, or they poured maim shuvim over his body. So that's a chumre midirabbanan, that's mitamehim. What motivated the chacham to make such a chumre midirabbanan? The maim shuvim make a person tameh. Not pitom. Why should the maim shuvim not tameh? It's not maim tameh. It's just maim shuvim. So why they make such a din? So the Gemara in Chagiga explains the whole background. Rashi and Tosfos presented the Gemara slightly differently. It really says the way Tosfos says, and Rashi Epis wrote in inaccurately. Rashi quotes from Shabbos Daf Yudalad, and Tosfos also is quoting from the same. Tosfos de Maschal Habar Roshav Ruba Hachik Asinon. Tosfos tells you the correct years is like this, not the way Rashi says. So the Gemara says there that in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have a system like we have today, that after 10 people use the mikveh, they empty out all the water and they start all over again, the water is clean. They used to have a mikveh of Aboim Sor, and 1,000 people used the same mikveh, so it got filthy. So after the people were toivel in the mikveh, they wanted to become clean. They just became dirtier than they were. Ritually, they became pure. They got rid of the tumah. But physically, their body became filthy. So after they were toivel in the kosher mikveh, then they would wash off in clean water afterwards. Yeah. So here the two versions, Rashi and Tosfos, how would they wash off with the clean water? So Rashi's presentation is that after being toivel in the mikveh, they would not take a shower, but they would rather take a bath. Or yirochtzim b'sheuvim. They would bathe in maim sheuvim. Taisus quotes the Gemara, that's that we have it in our editions of the Gemara Shabbos Daf Yudalet. Not that they would bathe in a bathtub or in a swimming pool with maim sheuvim that had clean maim sheuvim in it, but rather they would take a shower with maim sheuvim. So after a while, the people thought, what do we have to be toivel in the mikveh? That's filthy. 1,000 people already used it. And then either take the shower afterwards, the way Tosfos reads the Gemara, or take a bath afterwards to wash off all the dirty water. Let's forget about the first half. The first half was the tahara process. First half, they were toivel in the mikveh. So the Balabatim didn't understand what's going on. So they said, let's dispense with the first half. Let's just do the second half. The clean water will be metairos. And the clean water couldn't be metairos because that was all maim shuvim. So the Chachamim wanted to shock the people into realizing that they're making a mistake. They cut out the first tefillah in the mikveh. They only did either the showering or the bathing in the maim shuvim. So the Chachamim said no. And they couldn't accomplish, they couldn't educate the masses. So they made a chumra midrabbanan that worked. They said, habar rosh avruba b'maim shuvim, amishanofla rosh avruba b'maim shuvim, that makes him tomei. So they realized that they can't continue this practice. If they're going to be bathing in maim shuvim without being toivel in a mikveh, so they'll just be tummy. It's not going to accomplish any tahara at all. So here are the two ways to read the Gemara. What exactly is the chumra midirabbanan? If a person takes a shower with maim shuvim, that's always metamehim midirabbanan. And if he takes a bath, so the bath is only metamehim if he bathes on the same day that he was toivel, when he's still a tful yom. Is that the girsa, or should the girsa say the reverse? If a person takes a shower with maim shuvim any day of the year, he was toivel in mikvah a month ago. But if he takes a shower with maim shuvim rosh haverubo today, that'll be metamehim. But if he takes a bath of maim shuvim, that'll only be metamehim midirabbanan. If he was just toivel today, if he's a tvul yom from the fact that he was toivel today, so those are the two girsas in the Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. Tosfos claims hachi garsina habor rosh v'ruba maim shuvim. Tosfos insists that it's hachi garsina. The correct girsa should be that we're machmer more in the shower with the maim shuvim than we're machmer in the bath. Why? So Tosfos says because that's historically that was the practice that they had in the days of the Tanaim. That's what motivated the Tanaim to make the whole chumra midirabbanan. Was that right immediately after being toivel in the mikveh, they would take a shower in clean water. And then they would stop being toivel in the mikveh. They would only take the shower in the clean water. Now we think, lo elam etarim, elo elam etarim. They would make this disastrous mistake. So that's so on the assumption that one follows Tosfos that showering in the Mayim Shuvim is mochomer than bathing in the Mayim Shuvim. Mayim Nafkamina. So Tosfos has the girsa. Anytime anybody showers in Mayim Shuvim, Barosh Ruvim Mayim Shuvim have a shower, it's always metame. If he takes a bath in Mayim Shuvim, that's only metame him. The same day he was tovel before he has Harav Shabbos, but he takes the bath Mayim Shuvim another day, it won't pose any problem whatsoever. Yeah, so Tosfos says the rationale, the reason why they're more machmir in showering than in bathing is because that's the Maaser Shoya was like that. Hachik Asinon, yeah. Time I read, Echmiru bin Afila Mishum Shemaisa Kachoy. That's how it was. They used to take a shower with clean water after the being tovel in mikveh. So that's why they were machmir more by the shower. So that's a discussion in the Yozaru on this topic. What's the nature of this din midrabbanon? That a person takes a shower of Mayim Shuvim, it causes him to be tummy. There's a new tumim midrabbanon mikana labo when the person takes the shower. What do you say? The person was tevil in the mikveh, that was matire him. So now if he's going to take a shower or a bath in the Mayim Shuvim, maybe this will undo the tefillah in the mikveh. How can it undo? He went to the mikveh last month. He takes a shower, Mayim Shuvim today. It undoes. So the Ozarua comes up with a chumra from the Balei HaTosfos that if the person takes a shower in Mayim Shuvim the same day, the person is tovel in the mikveh today, and the Gemara HaTahara is only going to come about when you have Harav Shemesh. Let's say a woman goes to the mikveh 10 o'clock at night. Now Harav Shemesh is going to be tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the evening, but it's going to at 7:30, and it's going to become Tzeisa Kochavim. So if she'll take a shower, take a bath, and Mayim Shuvim before she'll have a Harav Shemesh, so according to the Balei HaTosfos, this will undo Mila Mafreya, this will passel the tefillah in the mikveh. That's why they read the Gemara. That's why they understood in the Gemara. Misha nafal all of al rosha val ruba mayim shuvim. So that undoes the tefillah in the mikveh. So even the baila will also be tmeya. The woman bizman hazeh is not interested in becoming tohar for taris. Everybody's tomei for taris. Everybody is a tomei meis. We touch other people who are tomei. We're just interested. The woman just wants to be tovel in the mikveh to be taris la baila. So would you say even vis-a-vis Muteris Labaila, if she'll take a shower and Mayim Shuvim later on the same day within before the Harav Shemesh and say that this will undo the Tefillah Melam Afreya? So that's a chiddush that the Balei HaTosfos had this chumrah. The Ozarua sent a list with 14 shailas to the Tosfos Rid. Ozarua lived in Vienna. Ben Yitzchok Ozarua from Vienna. And he heard that the Tosfos Rid lived in Italy, was a great goyim. So he sent them a list of 14 shailas, I think. So he prints the responses. He prints the shaila with the tshuva, the shaila with the tshuva, all 14. So this is one of the 14 that he submitted by the Tosfos Rit. And he's implying that whatever he says, he's going to follow him. So the Tosfos Rit comments on this, and this is utterly ridiculous, makes no sense whatsoever. A woman went to the mikveh, she's materis labailo, and then she's going to take a shower later, and Mayim Shuvim is going to undo the heta labailo. You never heard of such a din. It's a din mikana labon, makes it tummy. She's not allowed to eat truma v'kotch. Okay, where do you ever find such an idea? Undoes la mafreya. So that's what the Tosfos Rid responded to the Ozarua. But the Ozarua writes, even though he submitted the shada to the Tosfos Rid planning to be mekabel his psak, he says he can't be mekabel his psak on this issue because it was such a strong dish. Tradition from the days of the Balei HaTosfos that if the woman is going to bathe or take a shower in Mayim Shuvim after she's tovel in the mikveh on the same day before she has Harav Shemesh, that this undoes la mafreya the tefillah in the mikveh. So he writes, I can't follow the Tosfos Rit. I'm bound. He's from the Balei HaTosfos. He follows the Balei HaTosfos. I have to follow the Balei HaTosfos that it passes the tefillah even the baila.
She was to a mikveh. Let's say she was in night right after it says.
Yeah.
So for the next 24 hours, she can't take a shower?
Yeah, yeah. So some Rishayim, there is a real quote, some Rishayim wrote, the Tosfos Rit says the whole thing doesn't make sense. It's only a din le-taris, it's not a din le-baila at all. And the Tosfos Rit says, he can't accept the Tosfos Rit's psak, because it's such a strong tradition from the Balei HaTosfos that it does affect le-baila. The only thing is, the Ozarua has two versions. Is it only on a shower? if she takes a shower the same day before Harav Shemesh. She goes to mikveh 10 o'clock at night. Harav Shemesh is going to be tomorrow at 7:15, 7:30, when it's going to be Tzeisak Kechavim, the day following the day of the Tefillah. So that's what the Tosfos read, that's what the Azarua has two versions. One version is, it's only a problem if she takes the shower on the same day. The other version has it, even if she takes a bath with Mayim Shuvim on the same day is also a problem. And the Ramban Shulchan Aruch quotes this Chumrah. He doesn't go into all the details. He just quotes the Chumrah from the Azarua. The Tosfos read held it's all Mutar. And the Azarua was the one who was Machar.
Rashi says a lashon here, tameh is l'truma.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Like
Tosfos read. Pasha pshat, yeah. The other thing is that the Rashi in Shabbos, that always the Ruah is medayke from a Rashi, and the first parak in Shabbos by the Yud Ches Gzeres, by the Yud Ches Dovah. So Rashi there sounds like the Orza Ruah, that if the person is he's bor rosh v'ruba b'mayim shuvim, or he takes a shower mayim shuvim on the same day as the Har Shemesh, so that passes up the whole Har Shemesh. Yeah, that's what Rashi sounds like. Says Rashi and Makkos also sounds like all like that. That if their person is tovel in the mikveh, then he bor rosh v'ruba b'mayim shuvim. So that makes him tummy.
So what happened? Let's say there's one mikdash. Woman is tovel all night. She's with her husband.
Yeah.
She showers the next afternoon.
Yeah.
I'm afraid they're chayav a korban. They're chayav karis chayav a korban for.
No, it's not karis. It's only made the rabbanon. This is only a zera the rabbanon. It's not going to be karis. But we will declare that she was a shevloi Muslim affair. She was a nida. They weren't supposed to be together. Yeah. It's a big chumer. That's what the Tosfos read makes fun of it. So it doesn't make any sense. But there is a right that this was an old tradition from the days of the earlier Bali Altesis. He was at the time of the last of the Bali Altesis. So he's recording. This is from the earlier generations of the Bali Altesis. This Shitas Rebuta in Agamar, this is such a wild din. A mikveh has exactly Aboim Sor, two people, Yod Shnayim Etovlo. So the first one was Toivol, had Memsor. By the time the second one was Toivol, the mikveh no longer has Memsor, because the first guy took a few droplets of water out when he came out of the mikveh. Okay? That's a Mishnah mikvah, that we understand. And then the Mishnah says, if he still has Raglov, Nogos, Bemito, if Raglov, Nogos, Bemito, so all the water, Raglov, Rishon, Nogos, Bemayim, Raglov, Nogos, Bemayim, so all the water that's on the surface of the body of the person who is Teufel will be mitzarif to the mikveh. Why? That's doch katafris. How come it's mitzarif to be mashlim in the memsor? So the Gemara there in the Chagiga and that daf has two lashanis. Maybe this kula of Rabbi Yehuda, that the water on his body that's going to roll back in, is only mitzaref to be mashlim, the memsor katafris is a chibor, only benegit to dinam de rabbanon. If the fellow who is tovel in the mikveh became tamei because of a chumrah mid de rabbanon, but if a person really touched the dead sheretz, he's a real tamei min ha-Torah, so Rabbi Yehuda's din would never apply. To say that the water, the droplets of water on the surface of his body, and starf him together to constitute memsor, that he would never say. Rabbi Yehuda only said a shita, ragla rish nogas memayim, if you're only dealing with a tumah de rabbana to begin with. And the tumah de rais, it wouldn't work. So the Gemara has two lashonos. Pashtus is that it's a very shvera kula. Pashtus is it should only work on it in the rabban. I think that's the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Yehuda, they quote Rabbi Yehuda's din, Rag Rabbi Yehuda, Nogos B'mayim, and it only works on a Tumah D'Rabbanan, it doesn't work on a Tumah D'Rais. Okay. Then the Gemara had a suffix. What if you have habaro shemruba b'maim shuvim becomes tamei, or mishanaflo alav? Either he took a shower maim shuvim, or he went into a bathtub with maim shuvim. What if half of the body yaptai roshim ruba? What if half of the body was by shower, half of the body was by bath? So that thing Mar had an abide of shita. Boy Rab Yirmiya, chetzi bebiv, chetzi minafil amai, take him. They're not sure whether the Chumad Rabbanon applies in such a case or not. Yeah. What does the next Gemara repeat again? The same old shaila that we worked on in the first parak. This is Machlokes Rabba Verove. What motivated the Tanoim to introduce the Tanoim, the Chachamim in the earlier generations, to introduce this whole Chumra that the Shliach brings the Yet from Chutz Loras, that's the type of Fananachta. They both, Rabba Islay the Rove. Everybody agrees with Rove that the purpose of the Fananachta is to accomplish Hakim Ashtar. Is it also to be mevar that the get was written l'shmo, or is it only for the purpose of being mevar the kiyum ashtar? So what's a nafkamina? So the Gemara on our daf keeps on repeating this nafkamina. The whole Amud Beis, still a Mishnah on Yud Zayin and Aleph, keeps on repeating the shaila. What's the din of shnayim sheviu get in Medina Sayyam? If shnayim sheviu get, so what do you mean shnayim sheviu get? Rashi says they're both holding on to the get. Shnayim adukim beget. So Taisus laughs at Rashi. What do you mean shnayim adukim beget? What's in Bob Mitzvah, you have Shnayim Adukim Mishtar, Shnayim Achsim Betalis. We're talking, two people come, and one of them is holding the get in his pocket or in an envelope. And he says, the husband made the both of us, either of us or Shliach, to give the get to the Isha. They don't have to both be holding Shnayim Adukim Beget, very shver. That's the bottom taste of some Tezayim around. It doesn't have to be Shnayim Adukim Beget. The husband appointed two people, either Reuben or Shimon. One of the two should deliver the get to the Isha. So what's the din in such a case? If you're only worried about kiyum ashtar, so if you have two people to say, the husband gave us the get to give to the wife. So it's like you have the kiyum ashtar, even though they were never there. Even though they were not present when the Eidei Chasima signed it. They don't have to be present. They'll say the husband gave us the get to give to the Isha, so we assume that it's going to be good. But if you hold that there's always a concern of, still a concern of the Shema, so then it doesn't help. It doesn't help that two people are going to testify that the husband told both of them, either of you should give the get to my wife. It's going to be a shayla. Maybe the get was written shalal lishma. So that's the shayla. How we paskin la halacha? Do we paskin like Rabba that you are concerned about the shalal lishma, or do we paskin like Rava that there's no problem of the only problem is kiyum ashtar? The Gemara keeps on repeating the same thing over again. Okay. Then you get to the Mishnah on Yud Zayin and Aleph, new cheerful topic, Zman, that a get has to have Zman. The Mishnah Pei Hey, where is it? The Mishnah Pei Vavam and Aleph. Mishnah lists off three gittin that are kosher and atar pasul mid rabbanon. So it's a tarte de sastri. It's both kosher and pasul at the same time. On the level of the rice, it's kosher. On the level of the rabbanon, it's pasul. So how do you deal with that? So she's not allowed to marry with this get, but if she does marry, we're not going to declare the children are going to be mamzerim, because the children are only mamzerim if it's a vlad from chavikrisis, and the get is kosher and atar. So there is no loisinov, there is no chorus over here abu aleishesish. So there's an iser on the level of the rice of the get is good. A case he didn't say before a nechtaver case get that doesn't have zman shtar shein bo zman. So the Mishnah gives that as an example of a get that's possible with the Rabban. It's kosher and atar, possible with the Rabban. So the whole need for Zman is only with the Rabban. We know it from the Mishnah and Peivav Amaralah.
You don't say that the children will be in the Rabban?
That's what the Mishnah says. You don't. The Rabbi Meir holds if Kol HaMishan Mevesh HaTavacham Begit Navlad Mamzer. If you didn't say before an Echtav, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. And here in the Gimel Gittin Mesulim, so the Gemara has a suggestion that even Rabbi Meir will be Meir. That's what Tosfos writes on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Why is he Moida? He says Kach Tiknu Chachamim, that these three are not as chomer as a lack of saying b'fan anechta b'fan anechta. So it's clear from the Mishnah and Pei Vav and Alf, the whole need for saying b'fan anechta, the whole need for zman is only with the Rabbanon. That's why I get Shein Bo Zman is kosher and atar posel with the Rabbanon, and you go the chomer both directions. You go the chomer, yeah. What motivated the Chachamim to introduce zman? If you don't need it, minatar, you don't need it. So the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan veishlapish. Rabbi Yochanan says that the last two lines on Yud Zayin. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Shem yichapal basal choisay." He may love his wife so much that if she'll be mezana with someone else, they'll hold him by giving a death penalty. So he'll give his wife a get belizman, and then she'll be able to claim that she got the get before she was mezana, because there's no way to prove. It's unclear. Truth of the matter, he gave her the get after she was mezana, so she was ready, deserves an einish misa. But if he'll give her a get with that and his man, she'll be able to claim that she was ready in this garsha before the ma'aseh nus, and she won't be punished. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan says, that's what motivated the Chachamim to introduce a very negative outlook on the world. The rabbis introduced man and the get in order to catch an eshes issues mezana, to see to it that she should get the death penalty. The Shlokish is not happy with Rabbi Yochanan's comment. He says, nus lo shchicha. What it means, nus lo shchicha? So Taisa says, Rish Lakish is not so naive to think that no one is mezana. Means nus be'edim and behasra. You're holding by giving the woman einish misa. There were edim and there was hasra and there's nus. How could that be? What, are they crazy? They're mezana. They're anishish ish is mezana in the presence of two witnesses, and they warn her, don't be mezana, we're going to give you einish misa. That's very rare. That's very unusual. If they're having an affair, they'll do it b'tzina. They're not going to do b'farhesi in front of edim. So Rish Lakish does not agree with Rabbi Yechon. He says, how can you say to give the einish misa, and it must be mishum peiris. We want to know exactly when was the marriage terminated. Calls man that the married, the husband is entitled to eat the peiris nechsim aluf. As soon as they get divorced, he's no longer entitled to eat the peiris nechsim aluf. So the Gemara says, well, Reb Shimon the Tana, Reb Shimon by Yechoy for sure holds like Rish Lakish, Reb Shimon the Lakish. How do you see? Because the Mishnah records the machlekes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. What's the din if the get was nichta bayom and echta malayla? So it has it's a mukdam, it has yesterday's man. The get was given today, it wasn't given yesterday. So that's no good. So Reb Shimon is machsha, Shar Reb Shimon amakalagit, nushinich tibay amrech tamalaylo. If it's a shtar halvo, a shtar mecher, it's possible, has the wrong day. Kut megit inoshim is no problem. Why? So the Gemara explains, Reb Shimon bayichoy in the Mishnah, stam Reb Shimon bayichoy, obviously things like Reish Lokish, that the reason why the Chachamim introduced zman and a get is mishum Peres Nechsim Elug, and the Baal forfeits the right to the Peres Nechsim Elug prior to the giving of the get. Mishas Ksiva. Kivin Shanas and Ein of Lagarsha, Shobin Abalach of Peres. What do you mean, Kivin Shanas and Ein of Lagarsha? The Ksivas Haget is considered the Trilas Hagerisha. Not when he made up his mind he's going to go to the Bezdin and get rid of his wife. That's not yet called Nos and Ein of Lagarsha. Nos and Ein of Lagarsha, in the context of the Mishnah over here, Reb Shimon is speaking, means when the husband already had the sefer right to get for the isha. So the ksivis haget is considered the tchilas hagerish. The Nemuki Yosef in Sanhedrin on Daf Lamed Beis is bothered with a question, why does the Gemara assume that the takona of zman, the Mishnah on Daf Pei Bav says like that, the need for zman and the get is only with the Rabbanon, when I tell you don't need zman, how can it be? He says the din is that all Eidim, Echadim Mamas Vechadim Nefashis, Vedrisha Lechakira. Eidim's Mammon is the same as Eidim's Nefashis, that the Eidim have to say the Zman on the Mokum. How do you know the Eidim by Nefashis, after the story begins, how do you know by Eidim's and Nefashis that you need Zman on Mokum? Because it says seven times in expression, it says in three different parshas, Vedrashta Lechakarta, one is Vedrashta Lechakarta Vashalta Heitet, another one Vedrashta Vashalta. So if you add them all up together, three and two adds up to seven. And that's a drasha gemura deraisa. That's not stamina smarta. You add up all the three parshios where it talks about drisha lehakira, so it teaches us that minatari you need sheva hakiras. But all the three psukim where you're adding it up are all talking about din and vashas. How do you know that even Eidim by din and the mamonis also require a drisha lehakira? Are we asking the seven questions regarding this man of the mokum? So the Mishnah says, no, you have a pasuk that says mishpatechad yolachem, that there's a comparison between Eidus Nefashis and Eidus Nefashis, and Eidus Mamanis. Echad din Mamanis, Echad din Nefashis, with Drisha Vachakira. So that's Menatorah, that you need Drisha Vachakira, you have to give Zman and Mokum by Eidus Mamanis, just like by Eidus Nefashis. So that's what the Nemuki Yosef is bothered with Akasha. What is a shtar? What is a get? A get is a shtar. What kind of a shtar is it? Is it a shtar kinyan or a shtar rai? It's a shtar kinyan, okay. How does the shtar kinyan work? So that's a famous machlekes Rameh Rab Lazar. Rameh's opinion is that the shtar kinyan works because Eidich HaSimekar. So what do you mean Eidich HaSimekar? So by giving the other tzachi keneged a shtar raya, that this kinyan has already been done, that causes the kinyan to take effect. A single boy gives a shtar kiddushin to the girl that says, I am marrying you. So now she has a raya, now she has a shtar raya, that they're married, that accomplishes they just became married. According, or let's say a married couple, the husband gives his wife a shtar raya that they are divorced. So according to Reb Meir, if you give a shtar raya to your wife that you're divorced, that accomplishes that you become divorced. If I own real estate, I want to transfer ownership to you, I want to give you a gift of karka, I want to sell you a karka. So I write in the document, hereby, this is to ascertain that this house belongs to you. This field belongs, this farm belongs to you. If I give you Sarah Meir's definition of a shtar kinyan is by virtue of the fact that I gave the other party a shtar raya, that the karka is his, and that we got married, and that we got divorced, that causes the kinyan to take effect. Yet we pass like Rav Loza that Edim is irakarsi. So shtar raya lechud and a shtar kinyan lechud. A shtar raya has to have eri chasima that it should be able to serve as a shtar raya. Shtar kinyan doesn't require any eri chasima. Yeah, but let's say if you hold like Reb Meir, that's in the Mukhi Yosef's kasha is, if you hold, if the din would have been, the din happens to be like Reb Lozer. The Gemara says on Dav Dal and Amrav, halachik Reb Lozer begitten. That eri misir kasi, but if the din would have been like Reb Meir, that eri chasima karsi, what does it mean? That every shtar kinyan has to serve first as a shtar raya in order to accomplish a kinyan. So if it has to serve as a shtar raya, what's a shtar raya? Edis biksav. Hagodas edis. No, hagodas edis has to have zman. So how can you say, according to Reb Meir, that zman is a takona de rabbanon? That's the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. Pnei Yeshua didn't realize in the book of Yosef, he asked the kasha a few centuries before. Pnei Yeshua on this Gemara, he asked that kasha. So Pnei Yeshua answers, the teretz must be, according to Reb Meir, avadi needs zman min ha-Torah. It's not a takona de rabbanon. It must be according to Reb Lozer, that Edim is Sirikarsi. So Edim is Sirikarsi, so the get is a shtar kinyan, it's not a shtar raya at all. So then you need zman. That's a takonim of the Rabbanon. Even though it's not a shtar raya at all, it's not a hagodas edis biksav. It's not edis biksav at all. You still need zman. So that's a question. It doesn't make any sense. What does it help if you have? The Gemara says, Bein le Rabbi Yechon and Bein le Reish Lakish, the zman on the get is supposed to be mevar or something. Either it's mevar for the purpose of Shem Yichap al Bas HaChoysoi, for the znus purposes, or it's mevar for the peris purposes, one or the other. But the zman on the get is supposed to serve as a birus. If you hold like Reb Lozer, that Edim is Sira Karsi, you're not going to have any Edi Chasima, so it's not a Shtar Raya. So what do you accomplish by having this man? The Raya doesn't, it's not a Raya for anything. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So the Chazanish adds on a little bit. Chazanish says you have to say that the only time Reb Lozer would require zman in the get is if you have Eri Chasima signed. If you don't have Eri Chasima, then the shtar is only a shtar kinyan, it's not at all a shtar rai. So it's not a hagodah say this at all. So the raya, there's no raya. The zman doesn't serve as any raya. You have to say, yeah, but once you say like that, that the only time there's a takona that you need zman is when the shtar is going to serve as a raya. So it's vaitashver. So then you need zman ben ator. Because our edim by mominus is the same as the foshas. Ishpatechet yelachem. What are you going to say? Only mominus needs zman. Edim mamon needs zman. Edim dovashabiyar, but don't need zman. No, it's all included in the same thing. The original pasuk that he needs man and makom says by nefashes. Mishpatech yalachem is a hekesh between mamonis and nefashes. Then you have dava dava mi mamon. You learn that the gzeres shava. So it's lamed ben alamed. I learned mamonis from nefashes that he needs man and makom. Then I learned dava shabiyeva from mamonis. Vaita that he needs man and makom. Vaita, what do you have? A takona derabana. If you have erech hasima, then the shtar is serving as a shtar raya. When it serves as a shtar raya, then you have to have zman. That's the kasha over here. What's going on? So the Pnei Yeshua has a harifas. Rav Chaim says it, the exact same answer, the Pnei Yeshua, but bland, without the whole hullabaloo. Pnei Yeshua, woo, he goes like this. What's the din if Edim give a hagodah sedis and they didn't say this man amokam? So how terrible is it? So the Mishnah says it's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable? So the Gemara says, that's a simple reading. The Gemara says because it's Edis Shiyat Yochel HaZima. If he doesn't give Zman HaMakim, he can never catch him in a lie to say Manu HaYisa. So the Pnei Yeshua says, but there's a famous Balamor where the Balamor writes that there's no din of hazama on edus bishtar. There's only din of hazama, a season like hazama last le'achik, only applies to edus balpeh. If you have edus bishtar, it's edus bishtar is acceptable, but there's no din of hazama. So since there's no din of hazama anyway, even if you catch him in a lie, you won't be manish them. You can't punish them. There's no hazama and edus bishtar. So mele is no psul. If you're gonna have a shtar, that's not gonna have zmanamo. Chaim says the exact same thing, but without the whole charifas. But Chaim just says the requirement for zman and mokkaim, the requirement for drisha v'chakira, is not a din in hilchas edus. It's a din in bezdin being mekabeli edus. So you only need bezdin to be mekabeli edus by edus bal peh. If you have edus bishtar, that's Reish Lakish's rule. Edim achsimim al hashtar nasa kemisha nechkara edusim ebezdin. When edim sign a shtar, it's considered. When Edim sign a shtar has the status of a shtaraya, there's no need to have a bezin. Maybe you do need a bezin. Maybe when the Edim sign a shtar, maybe they have to sign in presence of a bezin. So Chaim proves it from the Mishnah. No, you don't have to. Because the Mishnah says, Nichta balayla venechtam balayla is good. So he says, balayla, there's no bezin. You can't put together, you can't commit in bezin balayla. So how can it get be good if Nichta balayla venechtam balayla venitam balayla? How can it be good? The answer is that you don't need a bezdin for shtar. Why not? So he says you only need a bezdin for kabbalah seidus bal peh. For kabbalah seidus bishtar, it only has the status of the shtar. It should always be mepiksovim. It should be no good to begin with. Every shtar should be posted because mepiyim will go mepiksov. So Tosfos says that kashin ksuv is davchav. So Tosfos gives the answer: whenever the shtar is authorized, the writing of the shtar and the signing of the shtar is authorized by the dasa meschayv, then it has a special din of shtar. That's what Tosfos answers in Ksuv is Davchav. That's what the Balamor answers in Yevam is Dav Lamed Aleph. The same answer. Balamor has a different terminology, but basically the same as Tosfos. So whenever you have a shtar, it only has the status of a shtar if it's Midas HaMeschayim. So the Memele, it can be Chala, din of Hagadah Seidus, even without Rishon HaKira. You only need Rishon HaKira, that's a din of Bezdin. The Darashta v'chakarta v'shalta heite, Bezin has no right to be mekabeleidus without first making a drisha v'chakira. But if it's a different route, if you can have somehow a stunt, you have a trick over here. The edus is chal without being meniskabel bebezin. How is that? When you grant the das hamischayev, seidim asum al ashtar, have the status of a hagodah seidus without appearing in front of bebezin. So maybe there's no need for drisha v'chakira. So basically, it's the same thing as that Bnei Yeshua said. But it's without the whole harifas. Bnei Yeshua said with the harifas that the whole need for drisha v'chakira is because that it should be edush at yochel azim and there's no hazama and edus bishtar. So that you can ding zech a little bit, and that the whole need for drisha v'chakira is that it should be edush at yochel azim. The Beis Halevi, Rab Chaim's father, showed in his sefer that the Rambam doesn't understand the Gemara the way that Bnei Yeshua understood it. So that's Rab Chaim has this pshat, the same as the Bnei Yeshua, but without the whole harifas. Okay. So again, tonight is Mikra Megillah. When are you going to finish the Megillah? I don't know. 9 o'clock? Nine. So I'm going to go home. So probably an hour after the Mikra Megillah. About 10 o'clock. Whoever's in the neighborhood is invited to please come over and start drinking. And then we'll come to the Yeshiva Chagiga later. I assume